Let's open our Bibles to Acts 17:10, kind of a key scripture we've been looking at. Acts chapter 17, verse 10, says this, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." David said, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation." So noble people ought to think just like David did. Amen? He was a king. He said, "Teach me thy ways so I can walk in thy truth." He said, "I have chosen the way of truth. His truth shall be my buckler and my shield." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For this cause we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively works also in you that believe." So God heals through His word. He sent His word and healed them. We began last week to talk about where does sickness come from. So tonight we're answering the question, where does it originate and does it have a purpose? Well, sickness comes from Satan. It originates in sin, and its purpose is to kill you. Here's a quote. It says, "When you accepted His word concerning salvation and acted upon it, you were born again. When you accept His word concerning healing and act upon it, you will be healed." That's the way God works. You know, the Bible says, turn over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 18 says, "Of His own will." You know, salvation wasn't your idea. Healing isn't your idea. God thought about healing before you ever thought about sickness. "Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creation," or His creatures. He brought us forth. We were born again by the word of truth. But if God brought us forth by the word of truth, why in the world would you doubt that He could heal you by the word of truth? It doesn't make any sense. So let me read you that quote again. "When you accepted His word concerning salvation and acted upon it, you were born again. When you accept His word concerning healing and act upon it, you will be healed." That's the way God works in anything. Bible says we're not to take anything from it or add anything to it. Another scripture we've looked at, Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice He didn't just say you shall believe the truth. You shall know the truth. When you know the truth, nothing can take it from you. Then you know it, you know it, you know it. So, where does sickness come from? Let's turn over to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We're going to kind of work off of that scripture in Acts chapter 10 tonight. Acts chapter 10, Peter, who was called down to the house of Cornelius, and he began to preach to Cornelius and all those that were gathered there. You know, Cornelius gathered a house full. Here's what Peter said to them, how God anointed. God anointed. People have a hard time grasping that Jesus had to be anointed. He never did a miracle before He was anointed. He never healed anybody before He was anointed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." So that's quite a revelation there. First of all, Jesus was anointed. He did the works that he did exactly as he said in Luke 4, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. He's given me the ability. He's equipped me to do this." God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Those were something Jesus didn't have before God gave them to him. Amen? And what did he do? He went about doing good, specifically healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, how in the world did Jesus know who was oppressed of the devil and who wasn't? All sickness is satanic oppression. For God was with him. God was good, and sickness is bad. You know, you can ask any 10-year-old kid, and he'll tell you, sickness is bad, healing is good. You know, I often say, I never, ever, ever heard that God was bad until I started going to church. Amen. When God revealed himself to me Christmas Day 1967, I didn't know anything about Jesus. I just knew that God was, that God existed, and that he was good. I knew it. I never had any doubts that he was good until I started going to church. And I didn't have any doubts then. I just heard doubts. I didn't receive them. 7 times in the Bible it says something like this. This is Psalm 100 verse 5. "For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation." Something along those lines is stated 7 times. 9 times the Bible says something like this. Psalm 107 verse 31. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." 9 times. So between those two, 16 times it mentions the Lord is good. Matthew 1:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." I wonder what people think it is. People say, well, God doesn't heal today. Well, I think it includes healing. Amen? It is whatever you need. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open to you. Or what man is there among you? Now he gets specific. If his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? In other words, if you ask God for healing, will he give you measles? No. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, and that's what the Bible says, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask? God is love. A loving father, according to the Bible and according to intelligence, would not give his children sickness. 1 John 4:8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." So God is love. 1 John 1:5 says, "This is the message that we've heard of him." Several times in John he also said, "This is the message we've heard from the beginning, that God is love." Here he says, "This is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." He's saying God doesn't have any sickness. Sickness is not light, sickness is darkness. Disease and sickness is a robber and a thief. It steals your vitality, it steals your money, it steals your time, and it will steal your life if you let it. So let's go back to Acts chapter 10 again. Acts chapter 10 says, how God anointed, equipped, supplied Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He says Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus the Christ, so you will understand he's talking about a man. Jesus the man. There's one mediator, one go-between, between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Not some woman named Mary. Come on. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Everything that Jesus did by the Holy Spirit and power. His power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. And just so you understand, it says, for God was with him. Amen? So the Bible says that sickness is from the devil. It's satanic oppression. Sickness is not good. Sickness is not a blessing. Sickness is not a teacher. The Bible says the law was a teacher to bring us to Christ, not sickness. And God anointed him. God was with him. God did the healing. Therefore, healing is God's will. The word oppressed means to use one's power against one, to exercise harsh control. That's a pretty good definition of sickness, harsh control.